This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I told you. Left loses it on everything that we do. They don't care how we want to change the world for the better for them. These clowns are going to protest. They're going to fight. You know what's good for them? They're like a kid throwing a tantrum. A one-year-old, a two-year-old. Ah, just floating around on the ground. Ah, hands and feet waving. They're funny to watch. I say they look like sprayed roaches. You ever sprayed a roach? Go get some, you know, some Raid and spray a roach and watch what does it. Just flails around. That's what they look like. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. Michelle Wolf, comedian, lady that is into bestiality, who was at the National Press Club. Remember, she was famous because she, you know, went after Sarah Sanders and all these different things, and then she got a show on Netflix. Well, she's saluting abortion. Now, look, I think what you want about abortion, it's a woman's right to choose and all that. But when you decide you're going to promote it and make it like, yes, I'm all for abortion, that's crazy. I don't know what your freak is. I don't know what you do, what you hide from the rest of the world. But the idea of killing babies, when you can go, yeah, I love killing babies. Let's salute killing kids. And the rationalization is, well, it's really not a kid or whatever. And I go, well, how did you start? How did you get your start? If everybody took that as the idea, would we be here? Don't you just wish at some point you could say, well, if you're pro-abortion, then let's give you what you want. It's so ridiculous. Look, I'm not going to tell people, if you're a woman carrying a baby, far be it from me to tell you, you got to keep it. That's not my prerogative. That's between you and God. But when you salute it, I have to wonder how crazy you are. When you say, yeah, I condone it. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, if somebody, you know, tried to kill my wife or my kid or whatever, I'm going to kill them. I'll say to you, I condone your actions. But when you take something that is you're responsible for, God in his wisdom said, I'm going to put you in charge of the most precious thing that we could put on this planet. You are going to be the cradle of civilization, and you salute the idea that you could just kill it. I find that incredible. Wow. Left is protesting the new SCOTUS pick, the person who very well may decide if abortion stays legal, and they flaunt it. They throw it in our faces. They dare us to do it. And there are many people in the conservative movement that say, Kevin, we got to stay out of these issues of social stuff. In fact, Tommy Lahren tweeted that, and I told her, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Conservatives, we got to stay out of the social stuff. The social stuff is what's driving your policies. It just shows you the level of naivete of a 20-something that thinks she knows politics. Let's stay out of this. The Tea Party, not the Tea Party community, but the Tea Party patriots and all these other clown Tea Party groups. Oh, we got to stay out of the social stuff. We just have to stay focused on this. Yeah, I tell you what, Tea Party, stay out of the ethnic issues. Stay out of the gender issues. Stay out of the religious issues. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. We're just going to focus on fiscal responsibility and accountability in government and free markets. Well, not this Tea Party, the TeaPartyCommunity.org. I suggest you join because we are different. We are going to get involved. We want to be involved in the SCOTUS pick. And you know what we would tell you? We don't care what you think, lefties. You don't make the decision for the winners. Hey, Usain Bolt, you just won the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. What are you going to do? Oh, I don't know. Let me check with the guy that got second place and see what he tells me. Said no winner ever. I'm not checking with somebody on what I can do as a free person after I done whooped your butt. Are you kidding me? I check with you. You better go check with the doctor. You better go check your head. Get with your psychologist. Check what the nerve. The nerve. I know, I'm getting a little hyped up, aren't I? My producers. Woo, they're looking at me going, Kev. I'm just saying. There's a rumor, by the way, that Brett Kavanaugh called Hillary Clinton a witch, except he used a different first letter. And I was thinking, as soon as I heard the rumor, this came from Jim Hoff, my buddy from the Gateway Pundit, and I said, if this is the case, I already like the SCOTUS decisions that he's making. Come on, y'all. Do you agree? Is Hillary Clinton a witch? Yeah, exactly. That's it. Just tilt your head, look at me like, are you crazy? Of course she is. Yes, that is exactly what Hillary Clinton is. What do we got going on right now in this SCOTUS stuff, huh? You want to know? Democrats looking for anything, folks. They want anything. Let me tell you what they were doing. They said,
we can't have a SCOTUS pick before the election.
And you know why they didn't want that? They want to delay it. They're hoping Trump dies, I'm sure. They're thinking, let's just not have a SCOTUS pick, because they know that there's a lot of stuff riding on this SCOTUS pick. Number five, an actual conservative who could change politics and do a lot of things. Yeah, they don't want him. They want him delayed as long as possible. That's politics. Let me tell you, you need Trump to have 6 more years, because that's how long it's going to take for him to replace the 2 more that we need. But they're looking for anything that can change their prospects in the midterms. And along comes Brett Kavanaugh. They freak out over him. But let me tell you, if Donald Trump had nominated Barack Obama, if he had nominated Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, all disgraced former attorneys, these people would still be fighting him. That's how crazy they are. He could give them the exact justice they want, and they would be, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It's crazy. What's funny about when they vote for these justices, when you go look at when they voted for him at appellate court or district court level, whatever, many of these same politicians, oh, he's a great unbelievable person, he's unfazed, you know, they give you all kinds of platitudes about him, but the minute that they can make a difference in him,
oh, he's a terrible person, why would we dare do that?
They're programmed to go against Trump. They're programmed to go against you. That should be the most fearful thing that you, of all of this, is that these people aren't making sane decisions. They're just saying, you know what? Anti-conservative. You want to talk about institutional isms? Institutional anti-conservatism. Institutional anti-Americanism. That's what we face every single day in this country. Every Democrat that wakes up wants to let invaders come here from Mexico or anywhere else. They want terrorists in your midst. They call it multiculturalism. They claim that you don't want the country browned when you're one of the most mocha color, beautiful color countries in the world. White people are not the predominant group of people in America or practically anywhere else for that matter. And they certainly aren't the dominant people on the planet. But that's what the left wants you to think. We got a lot to talk about today.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, the Democrats are pretty lucky, if you ask me. They're lucky that we're debating, if you want to call it that, the Supreme Court, and this decision came up because I know they feel like they're winning. They want to believe they've got momentum. They have no momentum anywhere. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I could be talking about my movie, opening September the 7th of this year, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. I hope you're telling people about this film. We just changed we got a new poster, new trailers coming out. The theatrical release trailers are about to come out. And need your help getting that movie out there. We're going to ask you to take a poster to the precinct, to your nearest police precinct. Get a poster, take it over there, let them know there are people out there that care about the police around the country. So hopefully we can get thousands of these posters out there to the precincts and many other things. But I could be talking about that. I could be talking about my books. Race Pimping. You're watching it right now play out. Everything I talk about in that book, this isn't just race. It could be a lot of things. There are going to be people eventually, trust me, that say, look at Donald Trump putting a white man on the Supreme Court. I can't believe it. Another white man. Why didn't he put a Guatemalan midget? I'm telling you, that's what they're going to do. Well, they won't say Guatemalan midget. They're going to ask for some, you know, black woman, a Hispanic woman, you know, whatever. If he'd have put a white woman on, look at him. Yeah, he got a white man now, got a white woman. He's a David Duke. Did I mention he's a racist? That's what they do. The Democrats can't make hay with a single topic. They can't make hay with North Korea. They can't make hay with Russia. Russia is going to be a huge backfire for them. This Mueller investigation is a skunk. They know it. It's a skunk peeing in the punch bowl. It ain't you peeing in the punch bowl. I mean, can you imagine a skunk peeing in the punch bowl? That's what it is. They want to make hay with everything and they got nothing. This SCOTUS pick, he's what? Qualified? Donald Trump, what's he going to do with Iran? Oh, these sanctions and the trade stuff and all, it's all, well, what, working? That Donald Trump, he's what, winning? I think it's fun to watch. Come on, enjoy this time as a conservative, folks. You haven't had this in a decade. You haven't had this ability. How much fun did you have during the election cycle? Look, I don't know if you were for Trump, against him, but during the election cycle, it was a fun time. Then, when Trump finally got the win, became the Republican nominee, whether you liked him or not, it became fun. You want to know why? Because you got a chance to watch somebody work the left. He worked the media. He worked all the institutional anti-conservatism, anti-Americanism that exists in this country. That's what he worked. That's, if you want to talk about institutionalized isms, that's what you had. And Trump just destroyed it all. And whether you like him or not, or you liked him at the time and you've kind of softened over time, which most of you probably have, if you just don't outright love the man at this point, you watched him do something that nobody else could do, not even Reagan. Reagan ridiculed the media, but he didn't destroy them. Trump is destroying the media. They have the least amount of credibility than they've ever had, ever in the history of media. You've watched them destroy the Democrats. They have the least amount of credibility that they've had ever. And I'm talking about going back into the point where they were hanging black folks. They had more credibility as a Democratic Party then than they do now. This walk-away movement, I don't call it whatever you want. I'm not a fan of the guy because every time I see this dude, he's trying to look like he's a model. You know, he had a sign up that said something like, you know, could walking away look this good or something like that? And that, it just turned me off. See, because as good looking as I am, I don't use that to bring you people in. I don't use my powers for evil. Wait a minute. Y'all are laughing a little too hard. I'm cute. I may not be as pretty as walkaway guy, but I can pull. And I'm telling you, but whatever my skills, whatever my charms may be, I don't care about them. I'm giving you the straight skinny. I could look like a troll. I could look like Hillary Clinton's feet, and I would still be giving you the stuff that you need to come over. I don't know if it would help, if you would come over as quickly. I know some people were probably having lunch and didn't like that, what I just said. But I could go worse. Oh, man. Elections have consequences. And we won. And I make no apologies. I'm not as far as I'm concerned, I would moon. I would take Democrats' head and I would rub it in my crotch as I gyrate it erotically. Okay? Because I don't care about them. We won. We told them exactly what we were going to do, what it was going to take to turn this country around, and doggone it, we're doing it. Because we're good enough, and we're smart enough, and doggone it, we did it. Hey, Al Franken, what are you doing right about now? I'm curious. Anybody curious about what Al Franken's up to? Man, have you watched what's going on, folks? I mean, across the board, look at these guys. And I'm going to go back to what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. What do they have? They're hoping that they can gin up some hatred of Trump around the rights of women with the court. Look, women, they were told when Donald Trump was elected they were all going to die. that their fetuses were just going to drop out of their, you know, their cavity there, right? And keeping it relatively clean. I could have used the clinical word, but there could be some children's listening. Yeah, little Democrats that don't know what to do. They would just go, oh, I cannot believe he said the V word. Victory. Victory. Whew, I'm having too much fun right now. Right? My producers, they try to keep me on the right track. But I do. I have a tendency to have too much fun doing this. Because I'm elated. I'm elated. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with Kavanaugh. I don't know if he's a great pick, a good pick. Is he going to be right in line with Gorsuch and Justice Thomas? Or is he going to be like Ginsburg? Yeah, I remembered Ginsburg. I forgot it earlier. But I try to forget lefties as much as I can to leave space in my brain for good stuff. But Ginsburg, what do you think is going to happen? I want you to fast forward ahead for just a little bit. What do you think is going to happen when Ginsburg goes? Either for whatever reason, she retires, she dies, she's declared completely incompetent, or whatever. What do you think happens when Donald Trump has to replace Ginsburg or Breyer or Sotomayor or Kagan? It's possible. Just because they're young doesn't mean they're guaranteed life. I know, you know, these people that were, oh, Kevin, you know, well, the guy that I played a clip earlier, he's like, Supreme Court justices are living longer. The framers didn't think that was going to happen. Well, it's been happening for decades. These guys have lived a long time. In fact, I don't even know. We better fact check that to see how long these guys have, you know, when they lived and when they died. I'm curious. But we'll get back to that. But what do you think happens when Donald Trump replaces one of those hardcore lefties? If you think they're having a conniption today, you wait until that day. Get your popcorn and your Coke ready. Get it early because you're not going to be getting popcorn.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia, Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult Political National Tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of Independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, the left are freaking out. But what else is new? I love that they're freaking out. They don't even know why they're freaking out, which makes it even funnier. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, can you see what's happening, how they're setting things up? Yeah, they're setting us up. They want us to believe... Let's back up a little bit, that the Mueller investigation is real. And so Donald Trump makes the SCOTUS pick, which, just for the record, many leftists believed he was going to pick Amy Coney because they said she's pretty. And she is. She's a very lovely lady. And so they were like, if Donald Trump is superficial, he's going to pick her. Now, what they were trying to do was influence him not to pick her by saying he'll pick the pretty lady. You know, like he'll pull a Sarah Palin. She'll be stupid, but he'll pick her because it's superficial. She was more than qualified. She wouldn't have been on the list. But then he surprises him and he picks Brett Kavanaugh. So it didn't matter who. If it was Amy Kavanaugh, trust me, the ERA women on the left, they're going to be mad as heck. Oh, look at what he's doing. He's doing. And they would have found an excuse not to like it. So you had that going for you. But he picks Brett Kavanaugh. And so now they're lamenting that. And in fact, one of the funniest things that came out of it was the discussion about how long the Supreme Court justices live.
Basically, the future of the Supreme Court for the next 40 years.
For the next 40 years.
Possibly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are young jurists. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when the Constitution was written in the late 18th century, people were expected to die in their 50s. The framers never contemplated that these terms would regularly go to 30 plus years as they do now. And, you know, that I'm glad everybody's living longer, but that's what raises the stakes on these appointments, on these nomination fights so much more, because they serve for so long. Mm.
Suddenly, the left cares about how long. So I'm looking at the Supreme Court list here. Let's see. The people who have served. So we've got, Souter served from 1990 to David Souter, 1990 to June of 2009, which for all intents and purposes isn't very long, 19 years. Kennedy from 88 to present day, so he's quite a ways. 36 years, or give or take. Scalia died in office, 86 to 2016, so he was 30 years. Rehnquist, 86 to 2005, he died in office. Sandra Day O'Connor, 81 to 2006. She retired. She was a Reagan appointee. Reagan appointed a lot of justices, boy. But what's funny is, let's just look at today's, just to make this simple, because I could go all the whole time. So we've got Elena Kagan appointed by Barack Obama in 2010. And she was like 50 something years old when she was appointed. Sotomayor, she was born in 1954. So she was appointed in 2010, so she was 50. Sotomayor, appointed in 2009 at 54. Born in 1954. So she was in her 50s. But look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was appointed in 1993. So she's been serving for 25 years. Breyer was appointed in 1994. He's been serving for 24 years. So when you look at these justices, have we complained? I guess this is what I'm getting to. Have we as conservatives complained? Oh my gosh, it's a terrible thing that they get to serve for life. We understand that they get to serve for life. We understand that many of them are living to be old people. Bader Ginsburg, born in 1933, is old. Stephen Breyer, born in 1938, is old. Justice Souter, born in 1939, he was getting old. Anthony Kennedy, born in 1936. I'm surprised he didn't just decide to wait it out and die in office. And, it's funny when you go through and look at these. This is the vote. I want to show you the vote of people. Going back to, Scalia, he died, but he got a 98-0 vote in, and he was one of the staunchest conservatives on the court. The Senate voted him in 98-0. Anthony Kennedy, the guy who was retiring, not a strong conservative, left-leaning, 97-0. Souter, who retired, 90-9. Clarence Thomas, 52-48. What a travesty. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 96-3. One of the most left-leaning Supreme Court justices voted in 96-3. Stephen Breyer, 87-9. John Roberts, 78-22. Samuel Alito, 58-42. Sotomayor, 68-31. Neil Gorsuch, he barely made it, 54-45. Now you're starting to see the partisan nature of the Supreme Court. Sotomayor was 68-31, Elena Kagan 63-37, Neil Gorsuch 54-45. That was the confirmed vote. So just to kind of give you an idea of what we were dealing with here in the Supreme Court. But the left are lamenting that, hey, this is terrible that these people are serving for life. And the sad thing is they're living longer. Wow. People were expected to die in their 50s when the framers put this up. They didn't expect them to live until their 90s. Framers never thought about that. I suspect they did. I suspect the framers thought that these SCOTUS would know, hey, it's time for me to retire. Many of them retired. I have the list up. As I mentioned, Souter retired. Kennedy's retiring. Some die in office. Scalia died in office. Rehnquist died in office, as I said. Rehnquist, by the way, he had an interesting, he was twice Supreme Court, in the Supreme Court. Thurgood Marshall retired. William Berger retired. Harry Blackmun retired. Abe Fortas resigned. Arthur Goldberg resigned. Byron White retired. Potter Stewart retired. These are people you probably don't even know going back into the 60s. But they do retire. I think that many of these people, when the framers formed this, they were like, okay, these are good men. We've put the best of the best there. They're going to make the best decisions for America because, we're a forming nation. You know what I think people lose sight of on the left? We are always a forming nation. We are always looking to be better. We could always lose our way. And what keeps us from losing our way is we evolve and we become better human beings. Not better black folks, not better white folks, not better women or men or Christians or Jews. We become better people. Let me ask you, do you believe that the world is held to the same standard as the United States in their treatment of women, in their treatment of people of any ethnicity, in terms of jobs, in the number of hours you can work, and you know, whether you know, occupational safety, and so on and so forth, quality of life. Do you believe any place on the planet is held to the standards of America when it comes to our borders and our supposed philanthropy and things like this? Everybody looks to America to set the stage, and we do it every single time. And it doesn't matter what we do, there are going to be naysayers out there that go, oh, but you're America, blah, 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 and they're going to complain. And here we have leftists knowing what's funny. We have a clip, and we'll play it here in a bit. But we have a clip of somebody, I think it was Chuck Schumer, maybe we didn't get it, but Chuck Schumer says this: Donald Trump ran, he campaigned on the idea that he was going to overturn this, he was going to overturn ACA, he was going to overturn Roe v. Wade, he was going to put up those Supreme Court justices that are conservative, and here he is going and doing it. That's essentially what Chuck Schumer is saying. Donald Trump is actually going, and he's doing what he's campaigned on, and doggone it, who is he to do that? Well, in a word, winner. He won. I'm not offering any quarters to leftists to make them feel better. Like, oh, well, listen, I know you guys lost and everything, so, and it's got to be tough to take. So I'm going to, you know, work on something here to help you out a little bit. Screw you. This is exactly our time. We wanted this because we understood what was going to happen if Hillary Clinton got into office. We knew what would happen. So how dare you try to tell us who we can pick for the Supreme Court? And let me tell you, this is going to be a partisan fight. But you know what the Democrats hate? They know that, and I talked about this earlier, the election implications are people are going to go out and really make sure that we win the Senate, so that there is no question. We don't have to worry about a McCain or a Flake or a Murkowski or somebody like that. We're just going to flat out, blatantly win it. And then what are you going to do? What do you have to say? And they're concerned about this. And when we come back, I want to talk about one of their biggest concerns and how they're floating this thing. Because I touched on it with the Mueller thing, but I'm obviously not going to be able to get to it this segment. So hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Yeah. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I tell you guys all the time, Democrats' plans are easy to spot. And it's so funny to watch them because they think they're so sneaky, but you listen to their talking points and you go, come on, people. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Yeah, so they have a nefarious plan, the Democrats do. And here's what's funny to me, and I've been talking about this for most of this particular hour of the broadcast. The Democrats hate that Donald Trump told him who he's going to pick, put his list out, and he starts picking from that list. They say, that's silly. Really? It's so silly. It won him the election. It was one of the factors that won him the election because people were concerned about who he was going to pick. So good job on that, right? Donald Trump living up to what he campaigned on, keeping more promises. But then they said, so as I said before, Chuck Schumer talked about, oh, he's going to overturn ACA. He's potentially going to overturn Roe v. Wade, which I don't think Trump cares about Roe v. Wade in the strictest sense. He's saying, let the states decide that. That's not for me. I'm not going to make decisions on women's health. But it's Armageddon for him. And now they've come up with this new thing. So I want you to hear this clip from MSNBC, Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews. I know, have your vomit bags ready. But I want you to listen to them discuss this. And they bring up one other thing that has to do with Mueller and the investigation that just tips exactly what they want to do.
I want to bring in now my good friend Chris Matthews, the host of Hardball on MSNBC, who has covered any number of Supreme Court fights, knows as well as anyone how these things unfold. Chris, it's good to see you, my friend. What's your reaction to this announcement
tonight? Well, my first reaction is how smart you are, because I think this guy was promised, inferentially at least, to Judge Kennedy that he would be his replacement. I think that's what they're going to sell him as. Did you notice the little thing there? He comes from my parish, Blessed Sacrament. He coached a CYO basketball for his daughter. He went to Georgetown Prep. That's the world I come from. But he also pointed out that there's a lot of arguments within that community, that they're not all pro-life in the way political people use the term. They are certainly in religious doctrine, but they have different views about politics. I thought it was very interesting, pointed it out. There's a difference of opinion within his community. I thought it was very thoughtful. Unlike perhaps Amy Barrett would have said something. I think he solved a simultaneous equation tonight, the president tried to. One is he tried to pick someone in his shadow or in the model of Justice Kennedy who might turn out to be surprisingly liberal or tolerant or live and let live on issues of sexual behavior or whatever, sexual orientation, or even abortion rights. But also he wanted to get somebody out there who would get the votes that he needs to get to 51. He already has the votes for his appellate of confirmation from Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins, the two people who have been leaning perhaps against a hard pro-life appointment. He's also got the precedent of Gorsuch having gotten the votes of course, Heidi Heitkamp out there in North Dakota and Donnelly in Indiana and Manchin in West Virginia. So it looks to me like they've sized it up. They've solved the equation. Okay with the pro-choice women in the Senate on the Republican side of the aisle. Okay enough for the people on the Democratic side who want to lean towards their constituency at home. And also, most importantly, the gem the president mentioned today is not the Constitution. It's what you finger-pointed, which you put your finger on. The fact that this guy has a history of saying he doesn't think presidents should be indicted. And he thinks there ought to be legislation to codify that. This is powerful stuff. You know how Trump is. We all know. He likes to have people tell him how great he is and how he's always right. Here's a guy applying for a job of Associate Justice of the Supreme Court who says, you shouldn't have a finger laid on you by the prosecutor. That's a pretty good selling point.
And what strikes me as important about that, Chris, and Senator Booker was right on this point, focused right in on it, was that there were a couple of dozen names on that list. We're in this weird situation where the president is picking names off a list. This isn't the way it used to work. But because of that, we can look at this choice and compare it to all the other names on a list. It is Judge Kavanaugh who, I believe, alone on that list, is the only one who's on the record at length on this question of whether a president should be subject to criminal investigation, civil lawsuits, indictment, impeachment, and all the rest of it. I mean, he's the only one from that list who said a lot on the record, in print, on this matter that the White House could have reviewed, and he's the one that they picked. I can't imagine that under any other president picking him. You can imagine another Republican president picking Brett Kavanaugh, but with no other president picking him, would your first concern be that maybe he was picking him because the president thought he wouldn't indict him?
Does the phrase judge shopping come to mind?
Yeah.
And that's what he's selecting the decisive vote on the court that will rule on whether he has to respond to a subpoena or not.
Well, there you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Rachel Maddow and the Mad Cow and Chris Matthews going at it. Saying, oh, you know, well, he was promised to Judge Kennedy, you know, and I love how they vamp.
Yeah, he was from the Blessed Sacrament, you know, the area where I'm from, and then he coached his daughter, and of course he went to Georgetown. You know, he's pro-life, but there's a difference of opinion, you know, versus Amy Barrett, who might have said the wrong thing. Someone in the model of a Justice Kennedy. That would be bad if he's somewhat in the model of a Justice Kennedy. And he's saying it might be a live and let live on sexual orientation. No, you know what he might be? He might be the type of judge who says, what are you bringing this nonsense to me for? I'm gonna judge you based on human beings. You're not getting any special treatment. Unless I see a nation that is run by Democrats who believe that enslaving people and wanting to keep them there is going to be the law of the land, I'm going to just let the states decide. Maybe he'll be that kind of judge. But he's saying, no, Trump's looking to appease because he's got to get to 51. Let me tell you something. If you think getting to the Supreme Court, getting a Supreme Court judge is going to be easy this time, which, it, you know, he's going to make it. Kavanaugh will make it. Wait until the next time. Because we're going to have 55, 56, maybe more in the Senate at the end of this race. And I'm going to make you a bet. We're going to get close to 60 in 2020. Oh, yeah. I said it. Yeah, I started some mess. Mm-hmm. Come on, bring it. Write to me, kjradio.com, or give us a call, 844-551-8255. How many justices do you think Trump's going to get to appoint? How many senators do you think we're going to have in 2020? After the end of 2020, what do you think we're going to have in 2018? Give me your prognostication, because I'd certainly like to know. Anyway, the point to this was what we got to the very end of it, which is the crux of it. They say Donald Trump wants to be free to do what he wants and not and be exonerated. And this judge, Kavanaugh, according to Maddow, was the only one who said, on record, the president needs to be free to do his job and be free of prosecution while he's president. Now, what they're saying is you can't be going after this man while he's making decisions of life and death, but you can go after him after the fact. That's all that this ruling would say. But they're making it Armageddon. They're also doing it because they want to imply that Donald Trump needs this in order to help him get out of the Mueller morass, which he doesn't, because Mueller's got nothing. But let me play that clip from Sidney Blumenthal.
Your response?
There is no question, George. We're in an extraordinary time. This next nominee will be the swing vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, and equally important, to eviscerate the protections for millions of Americans who suffer from pre-existing conditions and other health care rights, along with workers' rights, gay rights, voting rights. The American people will understand what's at stake here. And by the way, you've just heard extraordinarily powerful reasons why the next justice appointed by this president ought to recuse her or himself. Rudy Giuliani raising the possibility of a pardon. This next justice will sit on the issue of whether or not the president can pardon himself or others.
Senator Leo called that a red herring.
Well, it's far from a red herring when Rudy Giuliani is saying he will not be interviewed. The president will refuse to talk to Robert Mueller or his team unless he is given evidence of a crime. That is a preposterous position.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, same old talking points. By the way, I said Sidney Blumenthal. I didn't mean Sidney Blumenthal. He's a congressman, Senator Blumenthal.
But so same thing. Roe v. Wade, overturn Obamacare, which is exactly what needs to happen. And by the way, we don't have enough votes to overturn Obamacare because guess what? Justice Roberts was one of the votes that have kept Obamacare. But the next one, when we get rid of either Breyer or Sleepy Lady. I can't think of her name. Oh, man. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. If we get rid of her, then now we can overturn whatever we want. So it's swing vote. But here again, it goes on to talk about Donald Trump trying to protect himself because they want to allude that Trump is doing something nefarious to keep himself out of harm's way with this Mueller stuff. It's going to blow up in their faces.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.